All right, Patrick, we wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. You can find Royce in a bunch of places now. You can find him on the Royce Unchained podcast with Judd every Monday, Royce on Baseball with Reavers, Monday Night Sports Talk with Joe Sutre. He is a man of modern technology. No better week, I think, to test out Josh Donaldson's tight leg muscles than when it's snowing, sleeting, and 35 degrees in the Twin Cities, Patrick.
Did they? I thought they called up. Did they put him on the active list today? They put him on the active list and called. No, they didn't. He's not active yet, is he?
I think they're pondering it. So the only move they've made at this point, Simmons to the injured list with COVID, Kirilloff as the 27th man.
And JT Riddle has been called up to play shortstop.
And they're looking for a chance to activate Donaldson as early as today, but they haven't yet. So
I'm wondering if they might wait till Anaheim. I think I'd wait till Anaheim, wouldn't you? Nice Friday night in Anaheim, 68 degrees, little wind wafting across the greenery, the hills in the background. I think I'd let that thing rest until then. So, you put him out there today in the snow, it might not work out as well. So I don't know. But damn, they were terrible at the plate yesterday. Woo!
By the way, Kirilloff is starting in game one. He's batting sixth and playing.
Is he ready for this? My God, he was a mess in spring training. Didn't anybody else see this?
I was hoping you'd tell me he was batting sixth and playing first base. Yeah. That's what I hope you would tell me.
Hey. The first baseman today is Williams Astudillo for game one.
Again?
Who's DHing?
The DH is Nelson Cruz in game one.
Oh, Cruz. They got Cruz back.
Oh, Miguel's not playing in game one?
He's not playing.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
But he ended the strikeout streak. 23 games. 23 games in a row. He would have set the record completely. He would have had it to himself, but now he still shares it with Jake Cave. And by the way, what photos does Jake Cave have? He's been here like 4 years, hasn't he? What's the deal?
Rocco's not proud of that night, Pat. I'd like to start off by saying that, okay?
Yeah, there was a Fish concert in 2018.
Rocco is not proud of what Jake Cave has in his glove compartment.
What the hell is going on? What's going on? What? I mean, how could he? Remember when they claimed him and you thought, well, he might. You know, be a fourth, fifth outfielder for 2 weeks or something. He's still here 4 years later. What has he done? I had dive when balls are 12 feet in front of him. What's he done beyond that? I'm a nice enough guy. He can run a little bit. but he never gets a hit. You know, it's weird. It's weird.
Hey, Pat, where does Jake Cave diving now rank with great Twins moves? Like Punto sliding into first base, right?
The false hustle of Mount Rushmore.
Yes, where does Jake Cave's diving rank for you?
I don't know, but yeah, I think he's only had one incident so far this year, right? I think the diving was a little more visible when he was playing center field, right?
Yes.
That gave him more room to dive than when you play the corners. It's not quite as obvious as it is. But
actually, Pat, we did do last week, we did a Twins false hustle all-time Mount Rushmore. I want to give you the four that we came up with here.
Okay. I'm ready.
Tell me. All right, so Jake Cave diving for balls that he has no chance to catch is definitely up there. Nick Punto sliding headfirst into first base. Yes. Chad Allen trying to steal bases when the pitcher isn't looking. And Michael Kadire purposely getting caught in rundowns to make sure that the run scores from third base.
Okay, which used to be an old-time play, but now somebody said, hey, we spend all day. We don't bunt anymore because we don't want to give our way outs. Let's not give out runs in scoring position make sure that run scores, because he's going to score 90% of the time anyway if you're in that situation. So, yeah, Cuddy. You know what? If you do a Mount Rushmore on underrated bad base runners, Cuddy should be on that, son of a gun. Cuddy was terrible. Terrible. It's amazing. Smart guy. all that stuff. Terrible instincts on the bases. Brutal.
Dan Ford, too?
Huh?
Dan Ford, too?
Yeah. Dan was just, Dan just paid no attention. You know, he just said, hey, what the hell? You know, I mean, you know, I'll keep running here. You know, Dan would be the captain, obviously. He'd be George Washington because, you know, he is the only guy to fail to score from third before a slow-running DH scored from second. That was he has that going for him that will never be topped, that he jogged home from third when Jose Morales, the right-handed hitting DH, was on second and, you know, got to the plate about 5 feet away and started waving frantically for Jose to score and forgot to step on home plate, which is a pretty good base running gap. Ranks as one of my top five all-time favorite Twins moments that I covered. So anyway, by the way, you know what? One of the great base running, I declared it a top eight Twins base running move yesterday. Willie Astudillo's collapsing hook slide into first base.
That was amazing.
It was fantastic. It was unbelievable because, you know, one of the chubbiest guys in baseball disappeared. He just whooshed. He just collapsed, and the first baseman didn't know what the hell happened to him. You know,
it was Neo. It was Neo in the Matrix, man. Just slow motion. The turtle used his shell.
That's what that was.
Yes, it was. The turtle used his shell. It's nice to have some characters in town. We got one in the ant, too, right? When they asked the ant about A-Rod, and he said he never heard.
Actually, let's can we play this real quick for Pat? The best part of this soundbite, Pat, is so Johnny Krasinski's asking the question. Krasinski had probably had a few different, like, you know, he probably had a few different ideas of what Ant's answer could be, and nowhere in the universe of his mind was not knowing who A-Rod was. So listen how quickly Johnny just sort of concedes, like, okay, all right, whatever. All right, let's play this.
Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What do you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? Who is he?
A baseball player? Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know about baseball.
Giants like, okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
The only problem with that is I couldn't hear it, guys. But that's okay. Through this way. But I get the gist. And you know what? Doesn't that define a little bit of baseball's problem? That a 19-year-old kid from Georgia who probably grew up 50 miles from where Byron Buxton grew up has never heard of the game of baseball. He not only hasn't heard of A-Rod, he hasn't heard of baseball, right?
Well, he did. Well, I mean, we won't play this clip because you won't be able to hear it, but he did a sit-down with Marnie Gellner sometime recently, and she asked him, I don't know how baseball came up, but he basically said he was a great baseball player when he was a kid and how he used to play shortstop and pitcher and center field.
Really?
He said, I used to hit fourth and fifth in the lineup. You know what they call that? And she goes, what do they call that? Cleanup? He goes, clean up in aisle three.
He is a character, that's for sure. I bet he's heard of J-Lo, though, don't you think? He'll heard of
probably.
J-Lo.
Probably. Although, I don't know. She's like 50,
older.
So.
You never know.
She's a little older.
J-Lo to him older. Would be like Christie Brinkley to Declan.
I still stick with my premise that I wrote about today, though, that A-Rod will have a bit easier time relating to the youth of the Twin Cities than Glenn does. You know, A-Rod's 45. He'll get the suit out. He's got the BS.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be able to talk, and he'll go over there and hug. He'll see this, and he'll go over and hug it up with Anthony, and everything will be fine. But that was pretty. This guy is a character. It's if this team could ever win some games and get on the front page, I think they finally got their guy, don't you?
With Ant? Absolutely.
As far as, a public personality, you know. Hopefully he'll keep that innocence. Of course, Kevin Garnett had that too. Was funnier than hell when he started off and turned in one of the surliest SOBs God ever put on the planet. So, his egos and his sensitivities really blew him away. This kid doesn't seem like it's the. His ego is based on, damn, I'm really good, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't like, he's not angry if everybody doesn't agree, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Pat, let's, before we let you go, let's just do a quick fun experiment. So Declan, I brought up the reference when you said J-Lo and Ant. I mean, J-Lo's like 50. That would be like Declan trying to figure out who Christie Brinkley was. And Declan did say he's never heard of Christie Brinkley. So Declan, live on Rap with Royce, I want you to Google and then react. Just Google Christie Brinkley 80s and go to Google Images. And then if you could just react live on the microphone.
Oh, here. Sweet Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm all in. She's got that 80s blood. Oh, yep. I'm all in.
My first ever Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue in the mailbox was Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
Pre-Billy Joel.
Brooke Shields is the next related image afterwards. I know, obviously.
Blue Lagoon, baby. Yeah.
Not in the same class, man.
Nope.
Married to Billy Joel, class. Huh? She was once married to Billy Joel?
A little volatile at times, but she was.
Who wasn't?
Billy was married to the bottle way more than the women.
Billy ranked him the bottle, the piano, and then maybe one of his wives. We'll see.
My favorite bumper sticker ever was, remember Georgia Rosenblum, the owner of the husband drowned, Carol Rosenblum?
Yes.
And then she, which was always a little suspicious, then she married her hairdresser, Dominique Frontier, and I think it was number 8. And somebody came up with a bumper sticker out in L.A. that says, "Hawk if you've been married to Georgia," which I always love that one. "Hawk if you've been married to Georgia." So, the boys got to start swinging the bats, though, fellas. This is not a very good-looking ball club right now with no hitting at all. So.
Maybe Kirloff will save the lineup here.
Does upset me, though, getting Simmons out of the lineup because they are so good in the infield when he plays. Man.
How much fun is that to watch, too, Pat?
That ball he turned into a double play yesterday was a rocket. He just no fumble, no nothing, just easy hands. But it sounds like they might have said, if you're going to go out to dinner and hang out with a bunch of guys, just because you know, won't take the vaccine, but he's an anti-vaxxer. You know, he believes a lot of the crazy theories that are espoused on the internet. So
listen, as long as he gets back on the field and just plays defense at shortstop,
I don't care either. You know, it's like when they wanted me to not eat Chick-fil-A because they are against gay marriage. I mean, I'm all for gay marriage. I think it's great for the economy, but
for lawyers, good point.
I'm not going to give up Chick-fil-A for a political stand. For God's sakes, let's be honest here. Come on,
the Masters. You boycotted that because, damn it, you had different plans during the weekend, so you could easily boycott the Masters.
Yeah, well, actually, I did end up watching quite a bit. That's okay.
By the way, it has been confirmed that Andrelton Simmons has tested positive for COVID, according to Derek Falvey.
All right.
We got to run and speculate on Vikings things here, Pat, but we'll talk to you Friday.
All right, gents. Goodbye.
See you, Royce.
All right, let's wrap in with
you know, Royce. I got the shot. It's absolutely fine. Bill Gates is the best. Bill Gates is the best. Bill Gates is the best. But, there's been no fallout from me.
I got my shot and a Bill Gates tattoo just emerged down my arm in the place where the needle went in. You see the Instagram post?
I laughed so hard at that.
Bill Gates is inside you. Oh my God. You know what, though? Honestly, I'll risk that if it means I can be shoulder to shoulder with people at concerts and above.
And plus, we're smarter now, too. Like, I was dumb before the vaccine. Now I'm like building my own computers.
I see the Matrix now. It's crazy. All right. That's a wrap on Rapping with Royce.